On the phone with me for this segment, I have Dr. Kelly Giannetti. She is an orthodontist and co-author of the book, Beyond Braces, A Consumer's Guide to Orthodontics. So thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm an orthodontist. I've been in private practice for 20 years in Sacramento area in California. And I have had a lot of experience treating patients in private practice. I also have some experience teaching at the University of California, San Francisco in the orthodontic department.
Okay, now the main focus of our discussion today, we're going to be talking about orthodontics and headaches as related to orthodontics. And you say that an uneven bite, if left uncorrected, can lead to numerous issues, especially for adults. Besides headaches, what are some of the serious problems that can develop from a bad bite?
Well, an uneven bite can have various consequences to your teeth. So, for example, your individual teeth are designed to carry the load that your body puts on it on a daily basis, chewing, swallowing, and just existing. And when you have an uneven bite, then you may have various teeth that are taking all the load when the load is designed to be taken as a group in terms of your bite. So when you have individual teeth that are undergoing excessive amounts of load from an uneven bite, then those teeth will start to break down and you'll experience things such as cracked teeth, root canals, you know, tooth loss, recession, etc.
Now, you say that it can also lead to headaches. How does that lead to headaches?
Well, because things are all connected, such as your bite, then when you have an uneven bite, your muscles try and compensate for that, because your body is used to compensating for all things. So sometimes you may have a problem in your hip and then you get a backache, and it's the same with your face and your jaws and your teeth, and that sometimes you could have a problem with your bite and then the muscles in your jaws try and compensate for that problem, and then it can lead to other issues such as TMJ problems and headaches.
Expand a little bit on TMJ. What is that?
Well, TMJ stands for the temporomandibular joint, which is your jaw joint. And when you have issues with that joint, it is the joint that connects your jaw to your head. That is what many people call TMJ. And it can be something as small as a click and something as large as consistent headaches or facial pain.
Now, overbite and underbite are easily correctable in children, but what are some of the best solutions for adults who actually let the problem linger or weren't diagnosed much earlier?
Well, adults can be treated at any age, and of course, treatments are not as easy as they are in children, but they're still solutions. And the best solution would be to see an orthodontist and talk about what your options might be. There are lots of things that work for adults to treat those situations.
Can you go into a little bit more detail about what some of those treatments are?
So overbites and underbites and crowding can be treated in adults with things such as braces, Invisalign, occasional retainers. It really just depends on the severity of the problem.
You also say it's easier to fix the problem in children. Why is that?
Well, children are easier because they're still growing. So many of the issues that occur, we can use growth of the jaws to help us correct the teeth and the jaws. Whereas adults, since they're not growing, then we really are, our options of correcting the jaws are a bit more limited, and we have to focus on only correcting the teeth.
Okay, now even at an advanced age, is there still hope of correcting the problem with braces for adults?
Absolutely. A lot of orthodontists specialize in treating adults these days. Even my practice is about 40% adults as compared to 20 years ago when we only had about 5% adults in our practices. And my oldest patient is about 82 years old in braces, and she has beautiful teeth.
Wow, that's kind of remarkable. Now, is a bad bite kind of a hidden problem of sorts for older adults who may have had straight teeth as a child but didn't appear to need braces?
Yes, I have found that many adults were told as children that they didn't need braces or treatment because their situation wasn't, quote-unquote, bad enough. but their teeth were straight, but their bite was off. And now that they've gotten older, we know that straight teeth is not the only factor. A bad bite is just as important. And when you have a bad bite, it worsens with age. So many adults now are seeking treatment to solve a problem that maybe wasn't severe when they were a kid, but has progressed into a problem that they now would like to have corrected.
How can someone tell if they actually have a bad bite or not?
Well, usually people can tell in terms of the way they feel that their bite is functioning, the way that they chew. And if you're unsure, my best recommendation would be to talk to your dentist or see a board-certified orthodontist.
Okay, let's talk about gum recession. What can happen due to gum recession, and is that also one of the problems caused by a bad bite?
A gum recession can ultimately lead to tooth loss. So we want to try and avoid gum recession if we can. A type of bad bite called traumatic occlusion is actually a very common cause of gum recession. So those are the types of things that we look for when we're diagnosing cases.
Okay, so you say that just visiting an orthodontist should help diagnose some of those problems.
Correct. That's what we're licensed to do.
And where can we find a copy of your book?
On Amazon.
Okay, give us the title of the book, and you can find it on Amazon. Is there any other specific place? Is there a website that they can go to find out more information?
The title of the book is Beyond Braces, A Consumer's Guide to Orthodontics. You can find it on our website, which is www.sacortho.com, and you can also find it on Amazon.
Okay, as we start to wrap things up, if there's one point you could make to our listeners about how to prevent a bad bite and how to prevent maybe a headache or anything from having a bad bite, what would that be?
To seek recommendations for treatment and weigh all your options and consider treatment if it will help you feel better.
Okay, Dr. Kelly Gianetti, orthodontist and co-author of the book Beyond Braces, A Consumer's Guide to Orthodontics, and we've been talking about the serious problems that can develop from a bad bite. Thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor.
Thank you, Stephen, for having me.